Born or not? I never really born or
Just
Naro,
say
though. That's definitely
German. Say German, Schmidt.
Bordonaro. Bordonaro.
Yes.
That's super easy.
Yeah, Bordonaro, super
Okay.
easy.
Okay, welcome everyone. We are here with our next episode for our Azure Stack Partner Solution videos. And again, I'm here with Tiberiu Radu, who is a Principal Program Manager at the Edge Solution Team, to talk about different partner solutions. Hi Tibby, welcome everyone. And so what are we going to talk today?
Hello, Thomas. Hello, everyone. Today we're going to focus on a couple of partners that are actually providing a SaaS solution to their customers. So in the previous episodes, we've had a focus on something like a more like an enterprise customer, which created their own solution and they serve their own internal customers. Now we're going to look at a set of customers that are actually creating this SaaS-like offering for their customers. But to make that happen, they need to have the platform in place, they need to have the solution on top, and they need to make all of these things work, as well as create a development environment where they can build things. But I don't want to get too much into details on this. I'll let Julian and Dino go into these details and take it from here.
Okay, I'm here with Julian from Knowledge Park. Hi, Julian. Can you introduce yourself a little bit and your company you're working for?
Hi Thomas, yes. So I'm working for Knowledge Park since 2011. We have a patient management system for dialysis in Germany. My field of action is the medical application management, infrastructure and operations, and Azure Stack.
Okay, that sounds pretty cool. Like, sounds like a very good job there. Can you tell me a little bit? I mean, we have you on the show for Azure Stack Partner Solutions, right? Can you tell me a little bit more about your Azure Stack Hub integration, your Azure Stack Hub solution you're offering?
Yes, of course. So we have two Azure Stack Hub all-flash systems from the hardware vendor Dell. We run them in two data centers of Aquinet, and together with the Azure Stack Hubs, we also have an object store from Cloudian in three data centers to store large data for long-term purposes. And our business need for the Azure Stack solution is that we need to run cloud services on premise because we need a data sovereignty at all times in our own data centers to meet our compliance requirements. Today we are running very business critical systems on the two Azure Stack Hubs. We are running over 200 dialysis centers all over Germany on our two stems. And today we treat patients like 18,000 chronic patients in a quarter and almost 80,000 in and out patients.
Okay, so you're basically offering like really like the cloud services we get with Azure Stack Hub, this like consistent experience we offer with that, but that really helps you to bring that into your own data centers, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's the point. Exactly.
Okay. So I know that you're working in the healthcare space in Germany. Can you explain me a little bit more about what you're doing and actually how Azure Stack Hub helps you in that specific case?
Yeah, of course. So we, as I mentioned before, we have a patient management system for dialysis in Germany. So it's a 10-year-old grown monolith, and now we have the need to transform it to new microservices. So we had a look at the market, and we were trying to figure out what is the best platform for our needs. So our what we're trying to do is we take the monolith apart, build new microservices, and we want to offer the services as software as a service in the healthcare market in Germany.
Okay, so you're building these kind of like you're modernizing these traditional applications to more cloud, kind of like cloud native and modern SaaS applications, if you will, on top of Azure Stack, right?
Right. So what we try to achieve, or what we achieved, is that we now use infrastructure as a service and infrastructure as a code, as well as ARM templates. So we can standardize our infrastructure in terms of code.
So this is interesting, because I like the part where you said like infrastructure as code and ARM templates, and I know that many of our customers obviously come from the Azure space, and they know that they can use the Azure Resource Manager templates to deploy infrastructure and services on Azure. But like you can also use them on Azure Stack Hub, right? So you can exactly use the same deployment mechanisms. Interesting. So can you tell me a little bit more how you're using these ARM templates and how you're like actually deploying to Azure Stack Hub?
Yeah, of course. So what we are doing is we use the ARM templates together with Azure DevOps. We write our infrastructure into templates and code, and we deploy them either per script or we deploy them with build pipelines.
Okay, that is pretty cool. So that would give you the flexibility to basically as other customers do, or as you probably also do, to use Azure DevOps, use these Azure DevOps processes to deploy the whole infrastructure to Azure. You're using the same process and the same tools to also do that with your Azure Stack Hub environment.
Right.
Now, that's pretty cool. So as far as I understand, you're building the solution on top of your Azure Stack environment. You're really doing the modernization of the application and building these modern SaaS solutions. But there's also a side where it's about operations and about operating the Azure Stack. Do you have any help with that?
Yes, we do. So to be successful in our project, and that we can focus on software as a service, we have a partner, and our partner is Bordonaro IT in Germany, and they are doing the operations as a service for us.
Okay, so they are taking care of your environment. So I think that is great. Thank you very much, Julian, for sharing this. We are switching over and let's talk to Dino about how they are actually helping to architect and operate an Azure Stack Hub environment.
Sorry to interrupt, but before we switch over to Dino, just wanted to add one thing. As Julian's team sort of started to work with these stamps and to build a solution on top, he also needed a way to have a visibility across all these stamps and understand their usage and that sort of thing. And he came together with he put together this dashboard. So it's actually using a combination of things from PowerShell to Prometheus to Grafana to actually build this view across all the stamps. If you want to learn more about this, Julian actually has a very nice set of articles that describes how these are put together and describes how you can go through something like this if you're interested, and actually set one up for yourself.
Okay, so I'm here with Dino Bordonado from Bordonado IT, and you helped Julian with their Azure Stack Hub platform for actually Knowledge Park and the Equinet Health Service. Can you explain me a little bit more who you are, what your company does, and how you actually helped Julian operating and architecting the Azure Stack solutions?
Sure. Hi, Thomas. Yeah. So my name is Dino Bordonaro. I'm in IT for more than 25 years now, coming from classic hosting, data center, and outsourcing. And my company transformed a couple of years ago to cloud platform. And this is why we changed our company name to Multicloud Experts, which means we are on Azure Stack Hub as well as Azure for a lot of years. Azure Stack Hub started on Technical Preview 3. And since this, we are on the boat and love the product. And we specialized on two different business areas. One of it is the operator as a service role to keep the trust and pain away from the customer to learn how to operate infrastructure in the right way. And the second part, now that we know what infrastructure needs the customer has, it makes a lot of sense that we also offer the support on the platform on top of tenants, as well as the consulting service, and help the customer build awesome edge solution, and most of the time even hybrid, which are bridged to public Azure. And this is what my company, we are 25 people located in Speyer in Germany, and we have customers all over Europe and even some outside Europe, and we love what we do.
That's awesome. No, I remember, I think that is also why I know you such for such a long time, is because you were very early involved with Azure Stack, or well, was it called back then, and now Azure Stack Hub. And I think you also are Microsoft MVP awarded for your work you do with Azure and Azure Stack Hub. So that's absolutely great. You mentioned that you're basically operating, that one of your offerings is operating Azure Stack Hub, but also architecting integration and solutions. Can you explain me a little bit what that means and what the differences are?
Yes, sure. This means that at the end of the day, the customer have consistency across his platforms. So when we build the platform for the customer, we have a turnkey solution. We work close with OEMs, like in this case, Dell Technologies. So we hand over the platform to the customer. And in Julian's case, with infrastructure, it was just brainless for him. He could just use the same code. He started to work in public Azure on their proof of concept and run it against the Azure Stack Hub platform, and then transform from there his classic infrastructure from VMware with a lift and shift to the, in first place, Azure Stack Hub standard platform. And then we started to leverage all these new possibilities like AKS Engine, Kubernetes, and everything around it to start to cut the old monolith solution in slices. And we help them to find the best way and path step by step in different milestones to transform their future version of the software on the same platform as they were used to use already in a public cloud. And that's the awesome thing about Azure Stack. It's just out of one hand, a first party solution that comes from Microsoft to your data center. And it's not, I run it on premises or I run it in Azure's public data centers. It's beside, you can build very amazing, cool stories around these platforms. And this is what we try to use there. For example, we also had a couple of cool additional projects where we use Azure Front Door to get traffic in and then pump the traffic over Express Route to the Azure Stack Hubs. So the very important high secure data is stored on the hubs, and the CDNs and the static data and the websites are all hosted on public Azure. So you have the cost and technology of the best in breed of both worlds. So you keep the costs down by using these easy servers in public cloud, and you have the high secure self-hosted platform with Azure Stack Hub, but both are used in the same way with the same CI/CD pipelines, the same source codes and the same processes like you would use the public cloud. You can just switch to the private cloud with a snip of your finger by changing some settings in a JSON file, and that's it.
No, I think I love that. You just brought like all that together. What I love about hybrid, like when it comes down to like leveraging hybrid cloud environments, right? You take the advantage of the cloud services, which you can run in Azure, but also, as you mentioned, like on Azure Stack Hub itself. And then you build them together and take advantage. Okay, let's say, hey, these services can actually run in the public cloud and we can take advantage of it. But then at the same time, the data, which, for example, we have regulations in place where it just doesn't allow us to store data somewhere else, we can actually keep them inside, and we can still use the same tooling with Azure DevOps, the same experience with Azure Resource Manager templates. So I really think that is fantastic. And again, you brought it to the point how awesome that all of that can work together. Now, maybe you have time like to explain me a little bit how you helped with that solution and what your part was to working with Julian on this, and what you actually still provide like as a service for them.
Yeah, sure. So as of today, we run both of the Azure Stacks day and night in a 24/7 shift model with our team. So we take care about the whole platform, like alerts, like patch and update, marketplace management, but even when it comes to resource planning for the future. So we look with every customer that we onboard or with every project that we onboard, what are the resources we use today? We run the numbers, what are the resource usage maybe in 6 or 12 months from now? We make a capacity planning with the customer also as a service. We help when it gets to finding problems in ARM templates, debugging these, but as well as we are a trusted advisor and jump in every time Julian has a question about what is the best way to store my ARM templates? How should I structure my repositories for infrastructure as code? Should we jump to Terraform instead of ARM, for example? And we do very cool stuff around this. And we also test a lot of third-party solutions. Like, for example, we had a business need SQL Server cluster in high availability setup. And SQL clusters produce a lot of traffic if you set up them wrong. So we also put in some data platform MVPs and got help from there to set up these clusters behind these medical systems and some other systems which don't have the technology for high availability. We use it as a third-party solution from Carbonite called Availability, and replicate data from one stem to the other and can switch over in a couple of minutes from one region to the other region without almost any data loss, which brings like some kind of Hyper-V replica or Azure Site Recovery functionality, which is not there yet, to the stems by third-party solutions. So my job is also to watch the market and always have the best solution. So if there's no first-hand solution from Microsoft, we use Carbonite. If there's tomorrow, for example, Azure Site Recovery, I go to Julian and say, let's evaluate it, make a proof of concept, and switch again back to the Microsoft way of doing it correct on this product. And I see myself as a, how do you call it, maybe some kind of guardian angel for the customer, as a customer success manager, however you want to call it. But I'm responsible that Julian can get his job done. And I bring in a lot of experience about this. And I would say another part of this job is also the friendship. You spend so many days, weeks, and months together that also this relation here ended up in a very deep friendship by working over 1.5 years on solution. And this is what makes it very cool. So I love the project. I love the employees. I love everything around it. And when you work together that close, And you get friends in this, the quality that gets out of such a project is just amazing. And by paying from operating the infrastructure platform, and you know it as well as me, like what magic Azure Stack Hub is. Yeah, we come from days where we had Hyper-V with a system center and an Azure Pack on top of it. So this was a full-time job for many people just to orchestrate and keep the platform up and running. And this is just out of the box by Microsoft at almost no cost compared with earlier days, with much more functionality. So it's just amazing to have this turnkey cloud in your own data center.
No, I love what you're just saying. Again, this is I think it's really key, and you brought up the word trusted advisor. I really like that. I think if the world getting increasingly complex, right, and especially IT environments getting increasingly complex to deal with all these traditional applications, but then also very modern applications, and then across different environments, you need to have some sort of a trusted advisor which can help you to solve your challenges. And I really like fascinating with all the work you're doing. And now this is like really, I was thinking about this for a long time to ask you that question is, what would be like your key takeaways when you're working or when you start working with a customer? What are the most important things when you do a project, not just an Azure Stack Hub project, but like an Azure or hybrid project in general?
Key takeaways actually are that in such projects, when it comes to Azure Stack Hub and bringing the application to Azure Stack Hub, if you do it right, you should be on the side of the customer and helping the customer take good decisions. Like, for example, the way Julian came to me was like, hey, we have this requirement for an on-prem cloud platform, and we had offers from various OEMs, and OEM one says we need HDDs, the other says we need SSDs, the next says we need a hybrid, and I'm more than confused. I have the budget, and I have to keep the budget very structured and low, as always, because everyone wants to spend as little as possible. But he was just not in a situation situation where he knew what is right and what is wrong, and who is telling the truth and who just want to do a sale. And so it was very very clear that I sit beside my customer and take the decision, like I would have the rest of the money myself. And then from there on, we took over and jumped to all these challenges we had with the project. And everything was from day one, from the feeling like I'm one of Julian's employees or colleagues. So my key takeaway is also on the second part of it is that you need to bring all the people on the table. So like when you run traditional infrastructure, you have the silos, you have the networking guys, you have the storage guys, you have the firewalling guys, you have the infrastructure guys, you have the whatever guys, the SQL Server guys. And in these hybrid projects, when it comes to infrastructure as code and software-defined networks, you need to have everyone on one table, and you need to break the borders between these teams, because it's not five single teams and silos anymore. It's one big team, and it's very, very important that they speak with each other. So you have to break out these silos and help the people to talk actually to each other. You're in some way, from every perspective, you're in the middle as the trusted advisor for almost everyone. And in our case, it was very, very helpful that we run data centers for more than 15 years now. So we can be friends with almost every one of the silos, which makes it very easy then to get a connection to the people and get their concerns, because a lot of people that run classic infrastructure, they have no idea how this cloud platform works, but to get not vulnerable and from some concerns they have, they don't even try to ask how does this work, is it secure and whatever. They just say, I don't want it. I'm just afraid it's new and I don't want to learn something new. And for this, they think it's no good choice of technology. And when you then get into talks with these people and you hear, for example, like the networking guy says, this is dangerous. So it's most dangerous is just, I'm concerned to lose my job. You need to talk to the people, make them clear that the jobs change, the roles change, you get different responsibilities, you give some work to others, but you get more work from others. So there's enough work for everyone, but probably the role changes somehow. But there's nobody kicked out of a job because of a cloud platform. This is nothing I've ever seen. And this is what I want to say. You need to be one, the trusted advisor in many cases, and you need to communicate with all the silos and people, and then you're doing a great job.
No, I agree with that. And I've seen it many, many times where you have these silos, right? And you can just not do a project with having these silos and different teams which are not really collaborating together. And I think that is a great experience. Also, what you can bring as with your personal experience when you work with a customer, actually, to tell them how not just in technology-wise they need to bring stuff together, but also how they should organize their teams to make this a success, right? I think that is also a very, very important part of your company.
Yes.
So you mentioned before you want to talk a little bit about the COE, which you are part of, right?
Yeah, actually, the COE is a very cool project that Tibby and I thought about. And where it comes from is very simple. So you have, in many cases, the ISVs with their software they want to bring to the Azure Stack Marketplace, but as well as you have customers who want to do a proof of concept. And to get speed in this project and to not spend a lot of time on structure requirements that I just mentioned, we talked to Dell Technologies and we've built this Microsoft Center of Excellence powered by Dell Technology, which is basically a full-blown state-of-the-art 8-node Azure Stack hub system with the large configuration, with whatever you can have. We run 100G network on top of it. We run 40-net firewalls, and we are directly connected to the Frankfurt Internet D6 carrier, which means we have a super fast connectivity. When I say super fast, I'm also talking about peering to Microsoft Azure. So we peer the German Azure regions with 2 to 3 milliseconds of latency, which is almost like they sit beside our Azure Stack Hub, and we use the COE now as validation as a service for a couple of very cool software vendors to validate their solutions, to bring workload like VDI to Azure Stack Hub, not only to Azure. And me and Tibby helped them actually to get their their software validated and get the marketplace filled up, but we also help others to solve their problems. So we make it very easy for those people to onboard, get a subscription, and test their solution. And this is what we want to achieve, to say Azure Stack Hub is an awesome product, believe us, and test it, touch it, try it, and love it. This is the idea behind it. And that said, Microsoft does a lot of things to make this process even better. And like I said, with the operator role already, so even Microsoft now has cool projects for ISVs and SIs in place. And we are one of the first five of the first wave of these SI partners in a preferred partner state. So this gives us, also from Microsoft, a very cool label, like saying, Bordonaro IT in Germany is one of these preferred partners with all the requirements, like dedicated stuff on Azure Stack Hub. And with this, we help others bring their solution to the Azure Stack Hub system in our data center, which is the COE. And if someone wants to test the solution, everyone is welcome. Contact me, contact TV, contact Thomas. We can help you overnight.
No, this is great. I think that sounds really great. I think we will need to have a separate discussion on this. And I think we definitely will.
Yes.
So with that, I want to quickly ask you, so if people want to know more about you or about the project itself, where should they go?
There are two places to go. One is our personal website, which is bordonaro-it.com. The Center of X is in the works, which will also get his own website. And my own personal blog is also in the works, which is dino.blog, which is super easy to recognize. So get there, ping me on LinkedIn, on Twitter. So my Twitter handle is @dino_bordonaro. The same for LinkedIn, the same for Facebook. Just contact me on every channel you want. I'm always glad to help. As an MVP, community is my world. So if someone needs help, has questions about Azure Stack Hub, we also have our own German meetup, which is called Hybrid Cloud Meetup. You can find it in the meetup platform. You can find it on Twitter announcements. So I'm glad for everyone who's interested in the technology, and not only about Azure Stack Hub, even Edge and even Hybrid. This is why we called our meetup even the Hybrid Meetup, to build awesome solution on the Edge, but not only on the Edge, it can be Hybrid, Edge, and Public Cloud combined.
Oh, that's awesome. So with that, I want to say thank you, Dino. Thank you, Julian, for joining this video. I really appreciate what you talked today and how you showed your solutions you built with Azure Stack and the Azure Stack Hub. So all of you, thank you for watching, and hopefully see you in the next one.
Thank you, Thomas. Take care.